Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. You can join us here if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We're talking about some education-related news, and Aria, you had a story about a woman who was either fired or suspended from her job.
The headline here says suspended, so I'm going with that. I thought I remembered it saying that she had been terminated, but yeah. And, you know, I hate talking about trans things, because that's all trans people ever talk about, and I tend to avoid the subject, but this one got my attention because this teacher has been suspended after she refused to call students by their preferred pronouns because it violated her, quote, religious beliefs. And there are so many aspects of this that I find fascinating, but the biggest one, the most important one, is the fact that these kids don't get a choice. And this was something that Tom Gray, who I used to do Call to Freedom with, really brought to my attention, is that you are forcing kids to be there against their will. So maybe some of them want to be there, but in the scale of human decency, if you're going to force someone to be somewhere against their will, you should do as much as you can to make that experience comfortable for them, right? If you're going to send someone to prison, you should at least provide them with a blanket and a cot, right?
Unless the prison is for punishment, right? If you're being punished,
you shouldn't have
any of the things that you had.
That's punishment on top of punishment, right? There's no reason to be a jerk, right? You're punishing these kids by sending them to these prisons. There's no need to punish them further by being jerks in your treatment toward them.
Most decent people don't want to freeze somebody to death while they're in a prison cell. I mean, they accept the idea that you are already stripped of all of your ability to make any kind of meaningful choice for yourself. You can't, you know, choose which way you go when you get up in the morning. You can't choose your vocation. You can't choose anything while you're in prison. At the very least, they think you should, you know, have a blanket. I gotta agree with Aria on that one. So but let's punish the prisoners to the maximum kind of people. Don't give them anything good to eat. Freeze them to death.
There are pio types.
There are those people out there. And
so
those people are inhumane.
I think prison is inhumane. I think I don't think it's the solution, but I mean, this is all dependent on what they're in there for. If they hurt other human beings, then I don't have any sympathy for them.
But do you want them to?
I don't hold eye for an eye justice as being any sort of solution, though.
When it comes to actually harming other human beings, I follow that very strongly.
But if
someone made a mistake. That can be
how do you know
rehabilitated?
That? I mean, there's plenty of people who got put into prison wrongfully.
I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about people who are on camera.
Oh, okay, you're talking about the
actual
few
witnesses.
You're talking about the few.
Some guy walks into a convenience store, robs a place, and ends up shooting the cashier. All right, that guy needs to die.
Wow.
Well, maybe some people don't feel that way. Maybe some people feel like
a lot
that
of people
person.
I think this person was
redeemable.
Fell apart hard times and made a terrible mistake,
and he needs to suffer the consequences.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to take it to the next level because I don't think...
Who has the right to determine what those consequences are? The victim here is dead.
An eye for an eye.
Well, that makes the whole world blind, Conan.
No, it doesn't.
What if that person... Okay, so he shoots and kills somebody in this fictional
and it was,
store.
It was manslaughter.
It was
cold-blooded manslaughter.
Maybe it was premeditated murder. Maybe he knew the guy and he wanted to go ice him. Whatever. What if the mom says she forgives him?
All right, that's different. So the family, it should be up to the family members, whatever they decide.
But they're the ones who are least
likely
to have an unbiased opinion on this. They're the ones who are most likely to want just pure, unabashed vengeance.
I see these guys forgiving the murderer of their kids or all the time.
Yeah.
It does happen.
That's because that's the one that makes headlines. But all,
yeah, correct.
All of the stories about the father who beat his daughter's rapist to death or whatever. And
that's different. That's almost a level of self-defense.
I'm using that as one particular example. All of the ones of families cheering people on when the aggressor is being punished or sentenced to death or whatever, those just aren't being covered in the news because they're not notable because they're so common.
The ones that are rare
are the ones that get coverage.
Isn't it possible, Conan, that even in a situation where the family is upset, that the perpetrator could
rehabilitate,
have a good life at some point when he gets out of prison? Isn't that possible?
Is he ever going to get out of prison is the question. And does prison do anything except cost me money?
Well, no. Look, I think you were all going to agree that the government so-called rehabilitation
centers.
That these things
which
do not
don't.
Rehabilitate.
That's
that they do
correct.
The opposite.
We're just paying for them. They don't actually work the way intended.
No, they just punish.
It's just for a way to out of sight, out of mind, get them out of the way, get them out of the society.
They're not very effective.
And it just hardens them even more. So when they come back out, it's even worse.
There is no system you could come up with, even in theory, that would be capable of rehabilitating people except on an individual basis.
Ostracization. Where you have a community and you create problems for that community and you get excommunicated.
You're going to have plenty of Ted Bundys out there who don't care that their neighbors don't like them.
Well, you got to remember, there's a difference between Ted Bundy, who's a premeditated murderer, and somebody who does something in the heat of passion that they later regret. Right, so should somebody be in a prison cell who did something that was in the heat of passion right next to a Ted Bundy who is complete sociopath or psychopath and doesn't care about the consequences?
If you can determine all of this, that's the problem.
Well, here's how you can determine it. I mean, if somebody is actually genuinely sorry, right? Like, and one of the ways they can prove that is by being willing to make restitution to the victims. And if you've got somebody who's willing to make restitution,
now you're starting to get onto my wagon, which is you. The system, just like the school system we were talking about just now, it's messed up from the core up.
Restitution is impossible, though, Conan. You can pay back you can pay back property damage or whatever, but you can't put value on a human life. Okay,
no,
someone murdered my
sure
mother.
Sure you can.
How are you going to provide me restitution for someone murdering my mother?
You just killed my husband, the breadwinner. You have to take care of my family for the rest of your life.
Human life is worth a whole lot more than dollars, man, or
but
just
that's
this
all
random
you can
stranger
do.
Feeding you.
That's all you can do. Right now...
And I'm saying that's not enough, and it shouldn't be our goal, because
what,
it's never
what
going
is
to make anyone... Forgiveness.
I get you. But
that's the only way this person can ever be made whole again, is to forgive the person who did it.
I am an advocate, and I practice forgiveness, but I understand that a lot of people don't. And as much as I can advocate that, it's not going to be followed by everyone. And so for those that don't see forgiveness, that don't understand that concept, restitution is still better than nothing, or worse than nothing. The current system actually forces the victims to pay for the incarceration of their victimizer. So they are victimized essentially twice.
Yep.
They're victimized first by the guy who points a gun at their head and robs them or hurts them or whatever, and then secondly, they're victimized to keep that person in a prison
and
cell.
And a lot of times, any restitution that they actually end up paying, they pay to the state.
Yeah.
So, and not to the victims.
So even though if somebody's victimized for, as far as murder is concerned, obviously there's no amount of restitution that can bring your loved one back. And maybe some people would say, look, I don't even want to think about this person. I don't want their $500 a month or whatever it is that they could end up affording to pay. But there's some people who would be like, all right, fine. I'll take the $500 a month. It's not going to bring my husband back, but at the very least it's something to get out of this person. I don't know. I think that that's better than sitting in a prison cell for 30 years.
I would agree. It's better than sitting in a prison cell for 30 years.
That we have to pay for.
Correct.
For someone who's probably not going to come out any better than he was initially.
Right. All right. So what happened with this situation?
So this Kansas middle school teacher who was suspended from work for refusing to use a student's preferred first name and gender pronouns because it went against her Christian beliefs is suing the school district.
Was the first name King? Like, was it Mark Edge?
Oh, I have no idea.
Like, if you go, my preferred first name is King, right? Like, do you have to call somebody by what they want to be called as far as their name is concerned?
Or what if you're like a furry or something?
Mm.
Do you have to be referred to as... pony boy.
Well, see that. See, the furry thing is like drag queens, right? Where it look like, okay, if you come at me in your dinosaur outfit or whatever, I'll use your dinosaur name or whatever. But if you come at me as a normal person, why would I use your dinosaur name?
You know, just like with a drag queen.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is like the Peterson argument where she's being told that she has to do this. When Peterson's like, hey, you know what? Look, I'll refer to you in front of anyone, but just don't tell me that I have to do it. Because that's where I have a problem. That's where I draw the line.
We're going to get into it here in moments. You can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Steve. That's 603-283-6160. Apparently, a teacher has been put on suspension, and she's now suing over this. Regarding what she did or didn't call a student in this middle school, apparently in Kansas, Fort Riley Middle School in Kansas.
It all gets very confusing. The student in question is a female-to-male trans person, which means born a girl transitioning to male.
Is that less common, or is it about the same?
I think it's about the same, but it's a lot harder to notice, right? Mm. It's much easier for a genetic girl to just shave her head and, you know, start taking testosterone to grow a beard and to just artificially deepen their voice. Mm. That's a lot easier than what the male-to-female people have to do.
Okay.
So I think on average it's probably about the same rate, but only one of them ever gets talked about.
Yeah.
Right. No one's ever worried about the female-to-male trans person, you know, raping little boys in the men's room or whatever. It's just, yeah.
So what else do we need to know about this story?
The Fort Riley Middle School teacher, Pamela Ricard, said in a federal suit that this violates her constitutional rights and that school did not accommodate her sincere religious beliefs consistent with the traditional Christian and biblical understanding of the human person and biological sex when it placed her on leave for 3 days.
And she was placed on leave for what exactly?
For continuing to refer to this student as Miss instead of he, him, and whatever male name the student chose for themselves.
I see.
Attorney Mark Edwards said the district would have no comment on the lawsuit. Obviously, they tend to not do that. Ricard has taught at the school since 2005. She was reprimanded and suspended last April for addressing a biologically female student as Miss to avoid using the student's preferred first name, as we mentioned already. Who is it? Oh, it's from the Daily Mail. Of course it is. I was wondering why it's not important. Ricard believed addressing the student as Miss respected the student while also upholding Ricard's religious convictions, according to the lawsuit. So using the pronoun for this person that the person did not want used for them somehow respected the person while upholding her religious beliefs.
Well, generally when you're in a government prison facility, they do call you by your last name, so it's unusual that you would.
She did attempt that. The teacher did attempt that, but she continued to call the student Miss as well, and I think that's where the issue came in.
Hmm.
A school counselor had told Ricard that the student preferred a first name different from his legal and enrolled name. And I don't recall. Occasionally, some teachers did refer to me by my last name, but most of them used my first name.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe my experience was unusual.
You know what? I don't even remember. I'm thinking back to
college,
being in jail.
College is last name. Military is definitely last name.
Oh. Jail's always last name.
And I had PE. All my tough PE teachers would refer to you as knucklehead and or your last name. It just depends.
The student had never told Ricard of the preference, but a classmate told the teacher that the student preferred he, him. The suit says that Ricard believes that God assigns gender at birth, and any policy requiring her to use language that is different from the student's biological sex actively violates Ms. Ricard's religious beliefs. Well, Mrs. Ricard should read the Bible just a little bit more, because in there Jesus said this little thing like, love thy neighbor as thyself, and never said, unless they want you to call them a pronoun that is different from their biological sex, in which case, just be a complete jerk to them.
Is there any update on the status of the suing of the school district?
This is the update, just that it's been filed.
I think this woman's just grandstanding. I think she has an opinion, and she doesn't want to.
Well, she does, but the opinion is wrong. There is absolutely nothing in the Bible about transsexualism, first of all. It does talk about cross-dressing to an extent, but it also, if I recall correctly, it does include at least one trans character, but don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure.
In the Bible?
I think so. But it's not recognized as a trans character. But I literally just said, don't quote me on that, because I'm not sure if I'm mixing up mythologies in my head or not.
So I'm just trying to make sure I understood what you said, though, about this case. And maybe I missed a point.
Yeah.
Did you say there was a memo that went out about this?
No.
Okay. I know you said that the person themselves, the trans person in question here, did not say anything.
Another student informed the teacher about it.
Is that good enough?
Well,
if you don't tell me yourself,
right? they did progress from there.
Okay.
Like, the school counselor got involved. Evidently, a school counselor was also notified of this and also told Ricard, hey, you're doing this, and the student prefers to be called X.
So she was given some sort of an official statement. Because if some kid comes up and says something, you can disregard that, I think.
Right.
Okay.
I'm assuming that same kid. No, not the trans person himself did not go to the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It was one of their friends. It's always an ally creating these issues for the trans people. It is never the actual trans person, experience.
That's a real good point. Unless they're, like, defending them, like they thought that this was going, that was somehow harming their friend, and they had to report it to the authorities, but who knows?
But to our knowledge, at least, that person was acting on their own volition. They were not being told to do so by the trans person.
Yeah, it explicitly points out that the trans person, you would think if the trans person had an issue with it,
they'd say something.
They would go to the school counselor themselves, right. Maybe.
Or just tell the teacher. But you have too many kids these days who are afraid to speak up. This is a new generation of kids who are afraid that someone butts them in line, and they're afraid to say anything. You know, obviously you're in the grocery store and you got a line situation where you really don't know where the line is or something, and someone accidentally butts in front of you, and they'll just I think you're misunderstanding.
I think you're misunderstanding the trans situation and the location here.
I'm talking about a generational problem.
Asking why this trans kid didn't tell the teacher themselves. Well, I didn't grow up in Kansas, but I grew up in Mississippi, and there was maybe one teacher throughout my entire schooling in Mississippi that even knew there was anything weird going on with me. The idea of telling one of my conservative Christian teachers, oh, yes, I prefer to be called Aria now, and I demand you respect that. It's lunacy. Lunacy. These people have power over you. You can't just make demands of them.
So do you think this friend, this ally, was willing to stand up on behalf of this person?
That's what it seems like.
He wasn't able to...
But we don't know if it was on their behalf, and as in the person asked them, it may have been just something that the ally, quote-unquote, did on their own volition. That's not made clear in the story.
No, but based on my experience as a trans person, I would speculate that the trans person here was just trying to mind his own business.
Yeah, just get through the day.
Yeah,
right?
Now there's this great
big old thing.
There's this lawsuit, and people are Googling, who is this trans person? So we can go drag them on Twitter or Facebook or wherever it is people are dragging trans people these days. And there's no evidence here that the trans person wanted anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there's no evidence at all that God wanted this person to be a jerk to this middle school kid in the first place.
Yeah, okay. And I'm with you on that point, Aria. But as a counterpoint, just, from a teacher's perspective, there is the possibility that somebody could just be causing making things up, right? Like, oh, I want my teacher to call me Jimmy this week instead of call me Sarah or whatever. And then next week, oh, no, I've changed back. Now I'm going to be Ruthie instead of Jimmy or whatever. And just to F with the teacher because now they have to follow the rules every time a kid tells them they've changed what their gender is. I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened in this particular case.
It could be.
But it could make somebody a little cynical towards the whole situation. There's more coming up here in you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president is urging countries to stop trade with Russia. On Twitter, President Zelensky encouraging Ukrainians across the world to contact their local politicians to speak to journalists or pressure businesses to end relations with Russian market. He demanded business with Russia be stopped so it won't sponsor the killing of Ukrainian children. Some airlines are increasing their ticket prices as the cost of fuel continues to go up. Delta is raising tickets roughly 10%, with United and Southwest also joining in. The increase in ticket prices comes the same day both American and Southwest announced flight schedules were being cut into the spring due to fuel prices and staffing issues. Delta recorded their highest ticket sales of all time last week, and you're listening to USA Radio News. A new survey from the Wall Street Journal shows 52% of registered voters surveyed don't think President Biden will seek a second term. Only 29% expect him to run again, and 19% aren't sure. Biden has said previously that he plans on seeking a second term. A jury has reached a decision on a Seattle crane collapse from 3 years ago. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building. Two iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And Conan.
We were just last night talking about the new almost record high numbers for the consumer inflation numbers coming from the federal government, which, of course, we all know are fake as hell and highly manipulated.
Just like the unemployment numbers.
But even now, they still have to admit the bare minimum is 7.9% on the consumer level.
It's kind of hard not to admit it when you're just driving down the street
to
go fill that tank of gas, and gas is what up? It's like up 30, 40 cents right now than it was 2 weeks ago?
Dude, don't get me started. I had to buy heating oil yesterday, and I'm down to like a half a tank in my car now, so I need to buy more gasoline. I'm just,
I ran out of heating oil.
So
I got a couple gallons left, and I refused. I've put my foot down. It's cold in my house right now.
$5.09 a gallon now, so I... At this point, I'm like, man, maybe Conan's onto something.
Well, get ready.
52 degrees isn't that bad.
It isn't over yet. If these numbers are, you know, going to likely get worse, there's now the producer price index. So we've looked at the consumer prices before, and this is the producer price, which is essentially a wholesale inflation rate of some sort.
So, this is what the restaurant down the street pays for their corn?
Yeah, they're paying more.
Or whatever.
Right? So, consumers are paying more, but so are the people at the wholesale level, right? Because costs get passed on. And this number's been, as we've been looking at it over the last number of months that we've been seeing these reports, has always been higher than the consumer rate. And in this case, it is also higher. So again, the consumer rate is 7.9%, and now the wholesale rate has crossed into double digits. It is now 10%. And it's interesting looking at the way the mainstream...
Buy some Bitcoin and gold, people.
It's interesting looking at the way the mainstream media is actually referring to this in the headlines. So,
it's Putin's fault.
Yeah, so there was... I don't have it in front of me right now, but there
was Putin's fault!
Producer price increases leveled off in February, according to MarketWatch.
That would suggest that they were higher in previous months, right?
Huh.
In order for them to level off, you know.
Yeah, I don't see how this works.
They go up and down, and they find a leveling spot somewhere in between.
What they mean when they're saying that is that the
increase...
It's
all-time high.
Well, right, but the increase went down. So the month-to-month point, it went from like 0.9 to 0.8. So that's how they're spinning it in that particular case. There was another one at the Wall Street Journal, which I don't have in front of me. But a lot of these things are covering it up, like headline at UPI. Producer price index increases in February, but they don't say in the headline what it increases to. Producer price index, according to Seeking Alpha, rises less than expected in February. Whereas the more honest headlines are that, you know, it's a record, right? Like 10%.
Yeah, the more
is
honest
a record
headline
high.
Is, oh, hey, guys, we hope you use that stimulus money that we sent you to buy Bitcoin.
So, I mean, there's really not much else to say. I mean, the wholesale people are paying more, and that's going to mean that prices are going to go up.
It's going to trickle down to us.
And it's the fact that it's now at a record high, because previous comparisons have said, it's tied for the record in early 1982 or something like that, because apparently there was really bad inflation at that time, and now it has now exceeded that. So it is now there in the history of the time they've been measuring this particular statistic, which I don't know how many years it goes back, but sure. At some point they started creating the statistic. In that entire history of how many dozens of years that is, it's now at its record high.
Well, I knew today that prices had gone up. I mean, it's been obvious for a very long time, but I frequent a restaurant here called Fritz that I talk about. I love it to death.
Yeah, great little place.
And I can always tip, and I always know the amount that I'm going to tip because I generally order them. All of their sandwiches cost the same, so it doesn't really matter which one I get. But that
you
always
you had to recalculate.
That always leaves X amount for a tip, and I'm like, okay, yeah, that's a pretty good tip. But it was like a week ago I had to recalculate it. But sure enough, the same numbers today. It's just it's going up, and it's not going to go back down.
No, why would it?
And the same is true everywhere you go. The only thing that is not getting more expensive here in Keene is liquor at the bar. That's
really,
the only thing that has not gotten more expensive.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's still just, you know, $3 for a vodka and Sprite or whatever. Or $4.
Holy, well, I mean, so of course I make my own.
Drinks at the bar is in New Hampshire
are
insanely
cheap. The apple juice that I buy went up like $10.
What?
I buy a huge container of this stuff, of juice, apple juice concentrate. It's up $10.
Club, 55 gallon.
Yeah, I make large quantities of this stuff. But at this rate, I might have to go buy my liquor at the liquor store. It might be cheaper that way.
Mm. Well, obviously, the companies that are selling to the consumer are going to, some of them are going to be willing to take a hit on profits for a little while,
sure.
Right, in order to continue to be competitive.
Just put in a little bit more ice, a little bit less liquor, or whatever.
Well, yeah, we talked about shrinkflation last night on the show, but, you know, if you've got a big margin, right, like if you're making a Keystone, which is to say if you're doubling your money on liquor, you know, and you probably are.
I probably are,
You're buying it at whatever cost you're buying it. You're selling it at $3 a shot. You're probably, you know, it's probably less than a dollar a shot as far as their costs
We could probably calculate it pretty easily. I mean, we know how much liquor costs here, and they're paying the same price for liquor
as
everyone
else
is.
Right. So you can figure it out. And so if they got to take a hit on a little bit of cost, it's no big deal as long as you've got that room in your profit to do that. But eventually,
you're going to have to
raise
catch
prices.
Up. You're going to catch up.
And
the liquor stores here have raised their prices, I've noticed. Or at least they have the last time I've been there. Yeah, and that's been a month or two at least. But they did increase their prices. A box of wine went from like $17.99 to $18.99.
Well, all I got to say is go out and get the beans and the rice with some nice 5-gallon buckets now, you know, while you can still afford beans. beans and rice.
Well, plus services are more expensive, too, because since people are paying more, right, like they're paying for $15 an hour now instead of $10 or whatever, prices of services are going up. We just had the dog's nails clipped the other day, and normally that would have been $12 over at Petco. It's now $20.
Wow.
But, yeah.
It's time for you to get a Dremel, dude.
I don't like doing that work, man. I don't like doing it.
All it takes is to cut wrong one time.
Yeah.
And then that dog, the dog hates you for the rest of the afternoon, but then you just feel so bad.
Yeah, it's no fun.
But I cut my cat's nails.
I bet you do.
It's tedious work. You got to be very careful.
Oh, we didn't talk yet about the Bitcoin situation. So we haven't covered a lot about Bitcoin in recent weeks here on Free Talk Live. Of course, there was the big statement from Biden the other day, which basically boiled down to, all right, feds, you need to do more research and get back to me in 6 months. But here's something that's actually happening in the United Kingdom. According to Decrypt.co, the Financial Conduct Authority, the FCA, which I presume is the same as FinCEN here, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network in the United States.
Sounds like it.
The FCA has now told crypto ATM operators to shut down their machines or face enforcement action, according to a statement released this week.
Yeah, Bitcoin ATMs is not accurate. I mean, of course, you know this. The Bitcoin vending machine is accurate. If it was an ATM, they would be using it to access currency that was in
their account.
Yeah, that was in their account, but it's not a teller machine. It's not an automated teller machine. It's a vending machine.
Well, none of that matters. They want them gone. The FCA added that cryptocurrency ATMs that offer crypto exchange services must be registered with the FCA and must comply with the UK's money laundering regulations. Quote, none of the crypto asset firms registered with us have been approved to offer crypto ATM services, meaning that any of them operating in the UK are doing so illegally.
Yeah, we talked to one of these guys at the Porcupine Freedom Festival last year, and he had been operating one of these Bitcoin vending machines, and he did everything he could, you know, to make sure that people couldn't buy more than X amount, that they had to jump through some know-your-customer hoops and all this other stuff, and he attempted to go through their process. And we did extend, I think, almost an entire show talking with this guy about this, and ultimately, they just said, okay, yeah, you're wasting your own time here. Withdraw this application, go home, close your business, and never look into this again. So they didn't approve anyone.
That's exactly what happened in this case. Everybody that tried to jump through the government hoops was unsuccessful. There was no one who was approved by the government operators, or by the government to operate a Bitcoin vending machine. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to get into the world of cryptocurrency, start learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you can do that over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started right there at the top of the page, and you'll find some introductory videos that will give you the basics. And you should learn a little bit before you jump into this world, because it is a pretty different experience. There's some new ideas that you really ought to get a hold of, like decentralization, blockchain technology. You don't have to take a class on it to really grasp some of the basics. Just watch a few videos over at Bitcoin.com. And of course, you can dig as deep into it as you want to. They've got some great information on their news website over at news.bitcoin.com. You get the latest news headlines there. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. Or if you're brand new, just head to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page. The Financial Conduct Authority of the United Kingdom is now telling all, with no exceptions, all crypto vending machine operators, or as they call them, crypto ATMs, to shut down, or they are going to face potential consequences. Quote, none of the crypto asset firms registered with us have been approved to offer crypto ATM services, meaning that any of them operating in the UK are doing so illegally and consumers should not be using them. The FCA said in their statement that came out a few days ago. They said further, quote, we are concerned about crypto ATM machines operating in the UK and will therefore be contacting the operators, instructing that the machines be shut down or face further action.
How many vending machines do you think are in the UK?
Excellent question. That's the next.
There you go.
According to a handy website called Coin ATM Radar, which tracks cryptocurrency vending machines around the world, there were only, or at the time of this writing, 81 cryptocurrency machines there in the United Kingdom. More than 50 of those machines are located in London, with Birmingham coming in second. Are you surprised by how few or how
by
many?
The concentration within one city?
On a global scale, the UK just makes it into the top 10 countries in the world by cryptocurrency ATM count, trailing Romania with 124. The United States is the world's largest as far as number of ATMs with over 32,000.
I was going to guess maybe a few hundred. Wow.
In the United States.
Wait, what?
That's what they said.
They are everywhere. I mean, if you start paying attention, you will see them in places that you that will surprise you. Like when I went to, where was it, Kentucky last year for Louder Than Life. At one point, I saw a Bitcoin vending machine somewhere that I did not know had even
existed.
It's like
a convenience store or something?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly where, but I remember seeing one and going, wow, I didn't know that was there. A lot of these are just little, they don't have a sign, it's just a little kiosk. If you didn't know it was a Bitcoin vending machine, you probably wouldn't know it was a Bitcoin vending machine.
Well, most of the people who are using these things are going there specifically to use that machine. They're right. Not going into that store for any other purpose. They're finding them online on sites like CoinATM Radar, and they're making a point of going to that space. So they will come in and ask the question, like, where is the vending machine?
Yeah.
And they'll be pointed to it.
Which is a lot safer than having, you know, FBI agents driving through cities or whatever looking for the, where's the Bitcoin vending machine sign?
Hold on. Even the specialists call themselves ATMs?
The specialist?
Coin ATM Radar?
They do that for convenience reason because, I mean, to the average person, it is a lot like an ATM, right?
It's an electronic box and money's involved.
It does bank stuff.
Well, that's what
an automated teller is supposed to do. It's supposed to do just bank stuff.
Correct, yeah, which is why ATM is a terrible terminology for it. But regardless, the FCA's most recent warning on cryptocurrency ATMs is just the latest in a series of crackdowns relating to the broader crypto industry. In January of last year, they issued a list of 5 concerns consumers should be aware of when dealing with cryptocurrencies, which related to consumer protection, price volatility, and misleading market material. The FCA added, quote, "If consumers invest in these types of products, they should be prepared to lose all their money."
That's what we tell people that.
That is good advice. I mean, you could lose everything. That is a possibility. Is it likely?
No, if you invest only in fiat currency, though, you are guaranteed to eventually lose everything.
No, you'll always have the dollars. Just whether or not they can buy anything is another question.
They'll rot eventually.
By the way, CoinATMRadar.com is tracking 36,452 ATMs, but it's in 76 countries, so I'm sure the 32 is us.
It's hard to believe that there's that many in the U.S.
And 4,000, it really is. 4,000 floating around, and I'm going to look up New Hampshire and see how many we have here.
Last I looked at New Hampshire, it was like 70-something. Quite a few. The warning was again reiterated in September of 2021 by the FCA's CEO, Nikhil Rathi. The FCA also has concerns over specific firms in the crypto industry, including the largest exchange, Binance. The regulator previously told Decrypt it has a, quote, huge issue with Binance's apparent lack of a headquarters. And in September last year, it said Binance's UK entity was, quote, not capable, unquote, of being regulated after it reportedly failed to provide basic information to the regulator.
Binance doesn't have a headquarters?
That's news to me. I thought they were on some sort of island nation in Africa or something like that, but I don't know.
Well, that's essentially without a headquarters, I guess.
I mean,
it's not a subpoena that they would have to respond to.
That's good for them. I mean, good for them for not having an actual physical, you know, base where they're located.
Smart.
And they are the largest cryptocurrency exchange on the planet. So, but the point here is like, well, what good would it do for Binance to jump through their hoops? Obviously, if you go by what they did to these Bitcoin ATM operators, jumping through the hoops actually didn't do anything to help them. And now all of them, 100% of Bitcoin vending machine operators in the United Kingdom, are being threatened with violence if they don't shut down.
I imagine the vast majority of them have already shut down. They shut down some point last year.
Well, according to this article, 80 of them were still in existence as of writing of this piece, and this threatening statement just came out a few days ago. So,
government's going to govern.
Yep, and so that they're not just afraid of the cryptocurrency industry in the United States. All states that are paying attention should be afraid of cryptocurrency as long as they've got a fiat currency. Now, if you're El Salvador and you don't have your own fiat currency. Well, El Salvador is embracing Bitcoin because they actually can see the value in having a decentralized currency that cannot be manipulated by some other government around the planet. So kudos to, even though they did it wrong, I mean, I still don't agree with how they implemented the Bitcoin legal tender rules in El Salvador, but I do still appreciate where they're coming from. And I do still appreciate the fact that it is pissing off, like, the International Monetary Fund and governments like the United States.
I wish Russia was getting on board with it, man. I mean, they're really not looking up. No, we can work with China and India to do this ruble pay thing or whatever. Like, dude, just use
Bitcoin.
Let
it go. Yeah.
It's right there. It solves all of these problems already.
Well, Bitcoin doesn't have enough transactions per second to really be meaningful.
Well, they can mix it up with Bitcoin Cash and Monero and Litecoin and Bitcoin. And
some of the
Dash.
Newer ones, yeah. Well, some of the newer ones are much faster as far as block times are concerned. And, you know, if you look at, like, Stellar Lumens, for instance, it's, I think they can handle quite a few transactions on that network. I don't know what the cap is, but...
It doesn't have to be one cryptocurrency, no. And that's the amazing thing about cryptocurrency. You have so many of these wallets that people can install on their phones or on their devices support multiple hundreds of currencies. So, okay, Bitcoin is a little bit bogged down. That's fine. Use a different one.
Yeah, and this is something that people do need to take the time to learn about. It's not going to go away as much as these governments want to try to stop this kind of thing. Okay, fine. You're going to go shut down the Bitcoin ATM machines from the UK. Well, now you have to go after every peer-to-peer seller. Because that's
don't
the
get
next,
all ideas.
Well, they probably already have that. I suspect they've been targeting them just like they do here in the United States. But it's a lot harder to go after peer-to-peer sellers because they're not sitting in one location. The vending machines are easy to target. You can go pull up a map and you know exactly where they are all located. You can come in there with the jaws of life and rip them right out of the floor or the walls like they did with the Sharpie Church's machines the day they raided us, which, by the way, I believe our anniversary is coming up tomorrow.
Yes, this was the last time I went to sleep a year ago before things got weird.
That's right. Before government goons were kicking in doors and windows, bashing in our friend Nobody's front door with a Bearcat, battering ram, destroying various people's property, and all at 6 in the morning.
Happy one-year anniversary.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really happy, but we're still here.
I'm gonna be happy.
Yeah, we're still here. I'm grateful to be here rather than in a cage. And I've still got an ankle monitor on, which I'd like to get rid of at some point. But things could be worse. And one thing we can't talk about is the case, so we're just going to leave it there. So we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. But if you want to learn more about the situation we're discussing, you can go to thecrypto6.com. I don't run that website. It's somebody who is a supporter, and there's a pretty crazy video that was recorded the morning of that raid, which is pretty rare to get footage like that, but it's a nice thing about living here in New Hampshire.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.